Welcome to the Back 'em Down Podcast. It's your host, Coach Johnson. In this episode, we're going to be talking about Game 3 from the Western Conference Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets. All right, let's get the show started by talking about the first half of the Lakers-Nuggets Game 3. In the first quarter, you could tell that the Lakers were locked in like a team two wins away from the NBA Finals. The thing was is that Denver is going to have to take this early punch and just hang on. Very physical game in this first quarter with Jokic being very aggressive, moving the Lakers around inside. This was maybe pointing a sign that Dwight Howard was going to insert the game early compared to when he usually comes in the second quarter. And you also have to think, how is this going to work when Dwight Howard is guarding him? And Howard hasn't typically played in the first quarters, but Jokic just hasn't been this aggressive in first quarters as well. One thing about Jokic's game that is always very impressive, and we see on some of his quirky, crazy shots that he does hit, is that his footwork is just simply incredible, but it's next level when underneath the rim and able to get rebounds, putbacks, find scoring opportunities underneath the basket as well. You know, it was a little bit baffling to me how it was Game 3 and the Lakers are still doubling off of Jamal Murray, who is the one guy on the perimeter for Denver that you can't double off of, and that will hurt you if you do. I really think Denver was finding something early in this game with the handoffs, early in their offense, in the shot clock, before the Lakers can load up defensively to stop it. And this allowed them to get off to a good start and have the lead at the end of the first quarter, 29-27, with Jokic scoring 11 points for Denver. The Lakers allowed 12 of 20 field goal attempts for the Nuggets, including 9 of 10 in the paint, where they usually force a much lower percentage. The Lakers were also out-rebounded 10-7, but good thing for the Lakers that they shot the ball well too, hitting 11 of 20 field goals. Moving into the second quarter, I never understand the point of going small and not switching like Los Angeles did in this game. You could tell by early rotations that the Nuggets starters were going to play a lot. Last game, Murray subbed off in the first quarter and the Lakers went on a 11-1 run. Now, Murray and Jokic hadn't been subbed out at all in this game. The Lakers bench really struggled in this game, especially early, got going a little bit later in the game. But for a bench that's been consistently really good all postseason, they really did not get off to a great start tonight. And there was a lot of uncharacteristic defensive breakdowns for the Lakers that kind of we saw in Game 2. This game wasn't about lineups or personnel. Denver was simply playing harder with a lot more desperation, especially early in the game when they went on their big run. And too many turnovers hurt LA and allowed for Denver to score early in their offense and mostly against a not set Lakers defense. But the Lakers were able to chip away at the lead behind the play of Anthony Davis. And the margin was 63-53. After a bad first half from the Lakers, they picked up things late in the second quarter to close the gap, but allowed 56.4% field goal percentage to Denver and were out-rebounded 23-11, which is a huge gap on the glass for such a big Lakers team. And they allowed 7 offensive rebounds as well. Monte Morris was huge in the first half, even though that Jokic set the tone early. But Morris, Grant, and Michael Porter Jr. contributing offensively really changed things for this Nuggets team in this first half. that's because those guys need to be threats, and it opens everything up for Jokic and Murray. So the Lakers are not able to zone in on just those two guys. And the one thing that Jamal Murray has proven in these playoffs is that once he gets going, the task gets a lot harder in stopping the Nuggets. I will be back shortly to wrap up the show after a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Now that we're back from the break, let's jump into talking about the second half of the Game 3 of the Western Conference Finals. Third quarter, we saw Dwight Howard start the second half again as he did Game 1. It was a small ball group that hurt the Lakers in the first half. They were +2 in JaVale McGee's minutes and +6 in Dwight Howard's. Dwight's defense has been more valuable in this series than his role as an enforcer. He's got to realize that and not try to pick up some of the cheap fouls that he does. Jeremy Grant was the main reason Denver was able to extend their lead. In this quarter, his offense has been critical. The thing that impressed me with Denver's offense is that if they didn't have anything on the first option, they just kept playing. And it's not just passing and screening anymore. They're looking to attack the Lakers off the dribble and play out of that. Denver did a great job of mixing up the pops and the rolls from Jokic and screening ball screen situations, and it was throwing the Lakers off a lot. The main reason that Denver was able to build such a big lead in this third quarter, not only due to the efficiency of their offense, but also to the Lakers were just settling for too many jump shots, even though they were getting a lot of positive results every time they got paint touches. The Lakers were outscored by 8 for a second straight quarter and trailed 93-75 heading into the fourth quarter. They continued to struggle on the glass, trailing 33-18, and were only 5 for 18 from 3. They've looked complacent on offense, confused on defense, and frustration really started to add up for this Los Angeles team. But now we're here at the fourth quarter. Jamal Murray started off the quarter with a huge dunk that seemed to be the dagger in this game, but that was not the case as the Lakers' transition game really turned it up as they cut into the lead. The Lakers were finally getting some positive results, going with better defense, and their defense leading to transition offense. Lakers finally showed a zone, and it took Denver all the way out of the rhythm. Tempo and flow was gone from Denver versus the Lakers zone. But Jamal Murray answered the call with a couple of big threes down the stretch to shut down a Lakers comeback. Very impressive final effort by the Lakers, but the second and third quarter was too much for them to crawl out of. The Nuggets win 114, Lakers 106. Series is now 2-1. My stat of the game was that Denver dominated the glass 44-25. You have to give it up to Denver for this effort. Grant was huge as another 20-point scorer next to Jokic and Murray. Monte Morris was huge off the bench as well. Jokic and Murray set the tone and had it going. Team effort from Denver in this game 3. They got after it on the defensive end of the floor and battled with the Lakers after a tough game 2 loss. But we also have to salute the Lakers for that comeback. Battled to get back in it. LeBron was huge in the fourth quarter, scoring 13 points. And really was able to do things all over the floor in this game. But you could tell that he turned it up in his fourth quarter. And they're going to need a huge game out of LeBron in this game 4 so the series doesn't get tied back up. There's going to be a few adjustments that the Lakers are going to have to make in their ball screen coverage, but also getting back in transition and finding more things on offense that's going to generate easy baskets with Denver deciding to pack the paint in and force the Lakers to beat them from the outside. They're not going to have to They're going to have to not run away from driving into the paint just because the Nuggets are so sucked in there. They're going to have to continue trying to get to the rim, trying to get to the paint, and create easy looks from the perimeter. And once they're able to get those easier looks, then we should probably see them start knocking down those shots at a higher percentage, which is going to force a lot of high and heavy closeouts from the Nuggets, which the Lakers will then have to exploit with their play off the dribble and cause a lot of more rotations. But they're also just going to have to rebound better. You can't get out-rebounded by 19 in a game and expect to win, especially when you're dominated on offensive glass and giving a team multiple cracks at the basket. But game four should be a lot of fun between the Lakers and the Nuggets. And that wraps it up for this episode of the Back Up Down podcast. Hope everyone enjoyed the show. If you want to become a monthly contributor to the show, please click the link at the bottom of the show notes. Enjoy game four of the Celtics Heat series tonight. And I hope you all come back for the next episode of the Back 'em Down podcast.